Yeah, pretty much. That's, I mean, the second time I did it, we were at...
That's why Katie chose Jeremy, which I was getting into before you had another good follow-up question. But the reason why people like Katie and Greg Myers, who is the president, and then Danny Brumley, and then Sandy, the reason why we've always leaned on Jeremy is that, I mean, Danny does plenty of stuff on his own, so does Greg, but Jeremy, for one, is... He's basically, it's weird, but it's like the special forces of paranormal. And that's why, like, a lot of guys wear tactical gear, because in and of itself, it is an adrenaline sport. He's the first in. Like, he is the alpha, man. He's the alpha team, and Katie chooses him to do this, right?
And I'm not gonna tell you that I don't get scared, because a funny story.
But you never used to.
Well, but here's I did. I just fight through it. Like, when we went to the Exorcist house, everybody is... This is the first time I've ever been in this place.
It just got no county in here now. We everybody that grew up kind of in the ghetto, I don't know what it is, but we get ghetto when we get scared. I don't know what it is.
Apparently, shit, I don't. I
grew up in North County.
That's right. Well, you weren't... You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, we got the same... we got a Huskies.
What? We Huskies.
So when we go into this Exorcist house the very first time, and there's probably 25 people on the first floor, and I think it was Chris.
That's
Boo.
A lot.
It's a That's tiny a house.
Lot what's of my people. What's my big word when I when, what's my big word that I always say?
Your safe word?
Pineapples.
Pineapples.
Bastards. Whole fucking show is a sham.
Jowls.
You know what I say? I always say the same word.
Oh, shit.
Starts with an N.
No.
Puh.
Oh, nope. Yeah, nope.
Yeah. Nope. That's me. You want to know? Nope.
Yeah, nope. I do say that.
Hey, you going to go back in the tunnel?
Nope.
Here's my question.
You also type it a lot on
hold
Facebook.
Hold on. I have like three questions.
Okay.
First of all, some for you, some for you.
Okay. Shoot.
You.
Uh-huh. Jeremy.
Jeremy, when you get scared, when you're scared, when you have an experience like that, and I know I said what makes you go back, and you said not being a pussy, okay. But what are you looking for? Like, what is your goal?
Well, part of it is that I grew up with my mom's a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
So part of it is just knowing the answers.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is that
insatiable thirst for knowledge.
Yes. I mean, believe it or not, you know, you hear me fart and stuff, but I'm a consummate learner. I'm always learning.
Yeah, reads a lot too.
Mostly fiction though. But, you know, I'm constantly learning. So I have that desire to find out what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I am an adrenaline junkie.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then there's the third part of it is, not necessarily in those cases, but I want to help people, because people have problems with this stuff, and you call the police and they can't do anything with this.
Well, I'm not fucking signing up for those problems. So
we're kind of like a paranormal social service.
So my question for you, Frankie, is what is something that you would see and you say, nope, I'm not doing this? What's your boundary? What's your line? What's your safe word?
I mean,
pineapple.
Well, I mean, what makes you reach your safe word?
I think that, like, there's the adrenaline, which definitely is that I'm actually starting to feel it too, just thinking about some of the experiences. But like,
I mean, I'm anxious as fuck. I need a Xanax.
Yeah.
Sitting here, I just want everybody to know.
That's why we want people to encourage people to listen to the show. It's funny, it's stupid, and, you know, it's a little offensive, but, like, we're the real deal. Like, we're not... And we have a lot of respect for Jad Kalik and Zach Bagans. I mean, Zach Bagans might people not might like us personally.
We make fun of him, but...
Zach Bagans.
But at the end of the day, like, I mean...
Zach Bagels.
These guys have been in it, and Zach and Chad Kalik is another big guy, and, you know...
I have so many questions for these people that
have
been
doing it. The Wraith
Chasers, too, or... For so many years.
Serious.
Because
there's something there. I mean, like, the ultimate... I mean, Chad Kalik gave up ghost hunting at the end of, you know, Sir No Face, and... If you watch the video of Sir No Face, it looks a lot like one of the pics that Tony Pickman caught on his phone,
which is very much like the thing.
And Tony's not a liar, and I've known Jeremy for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Jeremy does not lie.
Mm-hmm.
That's what scares me. That's what makes me say nope.
So
when an arm comes out of the wall and tries to grab Jeremy,
oh, that was a Pythian.
Yeah, that was
with the helmet on.
With the helmet on.
But so, and you guys feel comfortable going back to the site and saying, "Oh, it's fine. It's not."
Let me show you the picture of the thing that I saw. Now let me tell you the story behind this.
This is really creepy, and like we're gonna go a little longer than normal, but we'll make an announcement on Facebook.
We can edit it.
Facebook, but
yeah, let me tell you. A story. We don't like editing though.
We like the banter.
Oh shit!
So
I'm talking too much.
I
was gonna do the helmet. I did do the helmet at Shoal Creek, which is a living history museum, and I'm talking to team members, and you know, Terry's like, "Ah, it's fake. It was in your head." Da, 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 da. And Tony's like, "Wait a second. I think I know what you got. I think I have a picture of it." And I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "Well, basically the story is that his cell phone flew off his nightstand, took two pictures before it hit the ground, and one of them was this."
I'm out. I don't.
Nope.
Gina?
What, we don't know.
When
what
he showed me that, Sarah said that I was weird for another hour after that.
And if you watch through No Face, it's like, it's so close to that thing too. So there's this other.
This wasn't taken on your phone.
No. Tony, his phone flew across the room and took two pictures.
So with the publication of this podcast, you have to upload this picture. You know that, right?
I can't do that unless Tony gives us permission.
I'll ask Tony.
You need to get permission to upload, because we can't discuss it openly and talk about.
Yeah. Like, well, I'm gonna post it in a week when people listen.
So
and
Tony,
then it can be anticipation.
I can ask Tony. Tony, I don't foresee him saying no to me showing.
But
that
I'm
picture.
Saying like, what is?
Because I didn't.
Can
have
I
this
see this
picture.
Again? Can I
didn't
see this
even
again?
Have this
because
picture.
There's not really any explanation. So say you're
See the thing,
Gina. Okay.
When I saw the thing, you could tell it was large. It had no facial features. My first explanation for it was I thought it was a gray alien.
So here's my issue. So here.
Wow, I know it's creepy, right?
That picture is really messing you up.
But here's, okay. So yeah, of course it is. I'm a gigantic wuss, okay.
That's
so this
not
is
what
a,
we call it.
No.
Chicken shit. So this is a pretty clear fucking picture. Yeah. So it's not like
it has no face.
It's not like this is like a shadow. Yeah. Like look at this picture of a shadow that I got that, or maybe this is a picture of some orbs, like some dust particles. Like no, this is like a well lit photograph.
A faceless. Yeah. The flash went off in that.
So the thing that we have too, the blue apparition that we got in the tunnel, also mirrors this same thing.
I'm having heart palpitations.
Yeah. I tell you, man, it's like, it's an adrenaline sport. People don't understand that. Like, you want to jump out of a plane, sure, you know where you're going to land. We don't.
Gina?
Yeah.
Gina?
The two things that
I'm
going
to need you to do this immediately. I'm going to need you to get permission to post it immediately, and you have to publish it with the podcast. Because it doesn't make sense without it.
Okay.
Right? Because we can talk about it and we can discuss, oh, this is kind of weird or this is kind of creepy.
Yeah,
but if you can say, I am looking at this man's camera roll and next to a picture of a small child, there is also this photograph.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh.
Well, the first thing too is that, like, you know.
It's organic. It's real. It's terrifying. It's unknown. It's.
But there's something there.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, for me, like. And I've always said this, and I say it to people in this town. I used to have a fairly close friend who.
I am thoroughly distraught at the emptiness at the emptiness of this stout bottle.
I didn't know you were a stout drinker. I would have bought more.
I'm an everything drinker.
Wow.
Urine?
Vodka, except vodka.
We have
no, I mean, come on, man. Like, let's be real.
Oh, God, man. This is not an R. Kelly podcast.
I was going to say, it's the week for it.
I mean, I don't know. That's what, exactly. Beep, beep.
Hashtag R. Kelly in this one.
Wait till running her head through my throat, bouncing on to the falls.
All right, thank you. Steady, well, I'm anyway, ready. Getting back on track.
Okay,
God, I'm going to have to edit this shit.
Bounce, bounce, bounce.
So. So the thing too that everyone really should remember is we don't. It's same with Chad Kalig and Whisper out in Sydney, Australia, and you know, like, we don't make stuff up because it's integrity that we want to build within the paranormal team. Even TSS, right? I mean, there's an all girl group of paranormal ghost hunters.
Some bad bitches I need to make friends with.
Well, we've run into them a couple times.
He said he doesn't care. He said no.
Okay, cool. So, you know, at the end of it all, what matters to us is that, like, we're not putting out fake stuff. Like, the stuff that we see is great. If you want to come to one of our events and you're a skeptic, we more than welcome you. Especially so places like Pythium.
Skeptic on the
I
team.
Think, but and I Jeff. Think that that's, yeah. I think that's the most I fun. Was. I think that's the most fun is bringing a skeptic along yeah. and bringing somebody who doesn't believe in this and try to listen to them explain away the things that they're seeing.
Yeah.
Because, and when we were talking earlier about all this, like the paranormal media that people consume, right? So you talk about taps and you talk about like, you know.
Sure. Whisper and Wraith Chasers.
Zach Bagans. Right? Brittany's boyfriend.
Zach Bagels.
And you know Brittany?
So one of my sorority, we were talking about this earlier. One of my sorority sisters is in love with Zach Bagans. And we would watch this show just. It was not my favorite paranormal show because...
No, he's
definitely... It used to be my favorite until I met
him. He's definitely the draw, but real ghost hunters don't look like that. They look like us.
Well,
they're fat, they're tattooed, they smoke, and they like donuts.
Is that not... I mean, I love all those things. I don't smoke. Yes. I don't smoke because that's gross, but all of those other things I'm in line with. So,
I mean, don't think you're fat.
No, but I mean, like... Never mind. We're not going to get into that. Anyway...
more loving for the rubbing.
cushion for the pushing. This has gone
down a road I did not ask for.
You want some chicken and biscuits?
Anyway, of course, Zach Bagans drew like a certain audience, right? Sure. But young I females. Think that some of them. But I think that, like we discussed earlier, right? There are some things that. They have published that were significant.
That very first documentary.
I mean, I'm telling you, can I tell you that when I'm scared in a situation and I'm like, try to convince myself that ghosts aren't real because I'm terrified, I think about that and I'm like, no, this shit is fucking real. I got to get out of here.
Because remember, he took that footage to a physicist.
Yes. That's what he said, but as the audience watching on TV, you don't know what's real.
That's true.
But I remember watching that and like, if this is real, if what he's saying is real, this is the most terrifying thing that I've ever seen in my life.
There's a couple of things that stand out in my mind as things that I've seen
I don't want to go to bed, y'all. Shows,
and that's one of them. Another one is that man on thermal image in the tunnel at Pythium.
Those are two things that stand out.
There it is. Here's my question about this next Pythium experience that you guys are looking for.
This is
going
to be a two-part show now.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're talking
no,
so much.
No, we're just going to keep going now because there's no point to
I just
edit
keep
that.
Talking. Can't help it. This
you need a drink?
This is what you fucking get, man.
Talker.
You've been asking me about this podcast situation for...
Good. I mean, we have you on 3 years. Episodes now.
2 years.
Oh my
gosh.
There's a peanut butter cup on my chin.
You're going to be a fan favorite soon. We have 13 of them.
12 of... No, yeah, we just gained 4 more. My parents, my grandma. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not inviting grandma to listen to this.
Your grandma should totally fucking listen.
It's way too sexual.
Well, she can't even remember that you don't eat meat.
Grandma. Well, it's nobody can because
you do eat meat.
No, I don't.
Do you eat duck?
I eat
poultry and petition.
I fucking love poultry. Duck is good, y'all. Duck is so good.
Duck is so good.
It's so fatty and like it.
You ever had a duck egg? They're amazing. They're just fat. It's haven't. Just like a cracked fat egg.
But here's the thing: is that you don't get duck all the time, and the only reason you don't eat like
I haven't
red
eaten duck in years.
The only reason, anyway, I'm just Goose. Scooting right on over it. The only reason you don't eat red meats is because the fat content in them, right? They're bad for you.
Red meat.
I have a history of heart disease
favorite.
In my family.
Okay.
So I'm not eating red meat because of it. Yeah. But duck
knife and,
is
knife
the
and fork disease.
What about blue? Like blue rare? Ooh, is that okay?
Yeah. Like blue duck?
No. Like
what I hate blue duck.
I like my my meat. Walk through a chilled room.
See, I don't like to think about the meat walking because as soon as I think about it alive, I no longer want to eat it.
Meh, it's so delicious.
No, I don't. I don't do it.
I like to ride the rest home.
I like to ride the cow and then eat it.
I don't like to eat tilapia because I know it can't be anything but farm raised. Like I'm like,
yeah, they're gross.
Yeah, it's gross, man.
They got no bones.
False. If you ever bought a bag of farm raised tilapia from the Walmart, it's like you'll find little shards of bones in there. It's nasty.
That's the only bones they have.
Yeah, I know. It's disgusting.
Walmarts.
The Walmart.
How do people call it Walmarts?
You're supposed to extend the Pythian thing, but now
Pythian Walmart.
What?
Okay, so here's my question about this Pythian experience that you're looking forward toward.
You're coming with us.
What are you hoping? Maybe
you're a podcaster now. You're one of our hosts. You have to be.
You're a podcaster.
So you're dressed right. You gotta get rid of those fucking boots. I'll tell you that right now.
You can't
be walking up there with some Louboutin. You know what I'm saying? Because the ghosts are attracted to red, and they're gonna go right for your feet.
I don't even know what just happened.
First of all, never getting rid of these boots. They've done me a solid my entire life.
So you've had those since you were born, huh?
Well, my entire life, expensive. Post-divorce life. They make me feel sexual. They make me feel sexual. But anyway,
okay.
So, I promise I won't wear these boots on a ghost hunt.
Used to dance
you don't
points.
Want to break your ankle running from a bat.
That was the weirdest dance ever.
My little hip swirl.
Yeah, I do that when I'm on the toilet sometimes when I can't get it.
Ew.
You gotta rock.
You gotta rock it.
Y'all just need a little squatty potty. That's what Jeff and Rand do. That's what Jeff and Rand do. They get they have a little squatty putty.
Yeah, but they have abs and shit. We have stones.
Do they?
I have kegs.
Well, they have.
No, they don't.
They're tiny.
They are tiny compared humans. They are tiny. They're tiny humans compared to most people.
One time I did a squatty potty and I pooped right in the back of my pants.
Theoretically, it's meant to be that's the more natural position for it. Human
we
evolution.
We know the theory behind it. Are we gonna
I like those anyway. Really tall toilets that put me in an unnatural position.
So you feel like a toddler and your feet can...
Yeah. You can see shit if your feet don't hit the floor. I'm sorry. I want to see that. That's
anyway. Anyways.
Yeah, there's no grounding.
Anyway.
You can watch either.
So this...
poop
you
humor.
Can just edit that whole conversation.
Nope.
I'm going to try. It's 20 minutes. But yeah. Here's an outtake of us talking about shitting.
There's seven outtakes of that.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Mother Mary.
Yeah, we'll
Joseph.
Call it side piece.
Not Mary. Not Mary. Jesus.
Grave
shits.
Anyway.
I go by Jesus.
So what are you looking for when you go back?
Me?
Yeah.
I think every paranormalist is different. I think that people in general try to... for me, it's I lost a lot of people in my life. And I want to know that I'm going to see them again. And I think that, and I know that sounds kind of cliche and cheesy, but, we see a lot of movies, and movies always portray demons and spirits and ghosts as these people that are scorned and mean and hateful.
Well, the idea is that, right, if they're hanging around, they have unfinished business.
Unfinished business. And I do believe that. But also, I just think that sometimes...
Never seen my grandma, so I think that there was no unfinished business.
So I think sometimes that, I think people maybe transitioning is not for everyone. Maybe they didn't want to leave. Maybe it has nothing to do with a murderer or finished business. It's just they just loved it here so much.
Do you think unfinished business only?
I think that's valid. That's what they say about Billy Limp.
Yeah.
That he doesn't want to cross.
Yeah. Okay. So the Limp family is a whole nother situation because you can look at
how much
all
time
the,
you got. You want to do four more right? podcasts? Just get it done. Get the season done tonight.
So
9 parts.
I got the time.
It's the same conversation.
So my question is, especially when you look at people that have taken their own life, right? If they love it here so much, then why'd we get there?
Why did they cack themselves? Well, I don't know. We can't. It's really hard to be in their head and in their state of mind for that.
Yeah.
But I think there's various different reasons that they hang around,
mm-hmm.
and including they just don't want to go, or they have leftover business, or they're watching over somebody.
Do you believe that? So sometimes you see these articles floating around online. I mean, with our current state of social media and
sure.
just the internet in general, you often see various like viral articles move around. And sometimes you see articles like, once you've died, you've died. Do you ever see those kinds of things?
Mm-hmm. And how because do they know?
That's what I want to know. So do you believe that?
I think there's even validity to the fact that, especially somebody who might die a violent death,
mm-hmm.
they may not know they're dead.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, because you would assume it happens quickly if it's violent.
Right. And I think there's stories of ghosts that people talk to. They don't know they're dead. They don't mm-hmm. believe it.
Yeah.
So I think there's so many different reasons that somebody could still be just floating about, hanging out, weighing out.
One of the things too that I would add to that is there are, and I don't want to insult anybody, but if you're just an atheist, like you don't understand science at all. Like you don't understand energy.
I know. Yeah, this is exactly where I was.
So you think like theism generally?
We are electric.
Of course.
And energy,
woogie, woogie, woogie.
You can't destroy energy. You cannot do it.
It just converts to a different form.
That's right.
A basic, basic science.
It's
right
basic science. And it's like, so when people tell me, oh, I'm an atheist, there's nothing there. Like, it sounds so ignorant.
But I also think that the way that conversations surround religion now also are so negative, so anti-religion and so anti-organized religion.
Sure. Definitely.
That people automatically goes to atheism rather than agnostic. And they like the ideas behind these individual words and what they mean are very loose.
Flat earthers and these new guys, like the Stay Woke movement, has this whole theory.
That's not the same thing.
Oh, yeah. They have the whole theory behind Horus and God and all these different things. And I've recently had like certain conversations with people online about like, and being very respectful because I 100% support any kind of woke movement where somebody is opening their eyes to something. I mean, we encourage that. As filmmakers, we encourage that. As podcasters,
well, as humans,
but as humans,
we should encourage that.
As humans, we do not. Only as filmmakers.
but like, it's a lot of them, and it's not all of them, and that's there is a huge path that does go down to this religious thing where everybody has animosity built toward whether that's the pedophiles or the Catholic religion, whether it's the evangelicals who make more money than any other church imaginable on planet Earth and how much money they have.
He has beautiful teeth, though.
Yeah.
Joel Osteen.
Yeah, Joel Osteen.
Well, I also think
stuff like that hurts.
Organized religion has individually harmed
100%.
Yes.
Lots of people.
And it's like, I
believe... Because it's a judgmental system. It's
like... Jeremy is ghost hunting me for, I carry relics with me. Mm-hmm. I'm a relic carrier, and sometimes that does do me harm when I'm paranormal because...
How has it?
Can you expand on that a little bit? If you have relics on you,
mm-hmm.
You don't get as much activity.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Native American relics that I carry with me because I'm very much in tune with Native Americans, and you know I do believe that we did them a disservice.
Of course we did.
I didn't.
They're perfectly fine.
Yeah, I didn't, and I've checked
my roots. Still fucking up their shit, it's fine.
Yeah, right.
Whatever, they didn't need it.
But, you know, when you look at a lot of other cultures, too, this is the thing that I would tell people that are skeptical. This is the thing that I would tell people that say they're atheist. Disprove it.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't. And whether you're Stephen Hawking wheeling around and talking shit about there's no gods and there's stuff like that, once again, ignorant. That smart, that man, all the things that he had done, I see bitterness in the conversation. I mean, how do you...
He had a really fucking hard life, man.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I think it skewed him. It's the same...
Yeah.
You could say the same thing about Freud. Freud hated his father. Do you think the body of work that he has anything to do with that?
Yeah.
I mean, you can draw the correlation, right? But mm-hmm. at the same time, like, if... And I'm sorry to get on like a pulpit here, but like, how do you really live your life thinking in this big blue floating planet, which the only thing that holds us down is gravity, which we're surrounded by heavenly
bodies.
That's
a theory.
That's my favorite fucking argument. People are like, oh no, evolution is just a theory. Yeah, so is gravity, asshole.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's not real.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's pretty real. I mean, like, we experience it every day.
Well,
I mean,
that's kind of the point. Is that the way that science is like, the way that science is just thrown around. Like the system.
Yeah. And that's the other argument research. Too. And I will quote, I actually just read Bill Nye's recent book, which is about 960 pages. Mm-hmm. And you should read that. Everybody should read that if they even consider skepticism, because he even says it in the book. Like, it's not intelligent to be or trying to disprove things. What science intends to do is to be disproven. They want to be disproven. They want to learn. That is exactly the idea behind science, is to evolve thought, right? Now, I'm not getting into any kind of Big Bang theory or how we evolved or anything.
Dinosaurs
like that.
Are no longer reptiles.
But they're birds, right?
Right.
They lived with the cavemen.
Yeah.
Cavemen rode them.
Jesus rode a dinosaur. Yeah.
Jesus actually ate the last dinosaur.
The earth is only 2,000 years old.
Noah ate the last dinosaur.
I saw the film. We have it. Yeah. I have it on tape.
It's true. True story.
You know, getting more.
Abraham Lincoln told me so.
The philosophical nature. Here's another thing that I would pose to people. Like, a lot of people think that paranormalist people are a bunch of Ren Faire goers, have lack of education, and that's not true. They're actually most thought-provoking people there are. They read, they study, they try to find angles. Me and Jeremy together have 4 degrees.
Five.
Yeah, we both have master's degrees. Like, so this is from legit colleges, not like, you know, Everest Paranormal University online. You know, and so, yeah, 5 degrees total. Yeah. And I think that when we look at it, I read a lot of philosophical things. I like the way Plato structured things. I like the way Aristotle structured things. And I think that, you know, it has a lot to do with a philosophical mind state. It has a lot to do with, you know, if you really think, first of all, it's pompous. It's arrogant. And a lot of these people like to swing way left. And they say things like this about hating religion and stuff like this. This is the most pompous, close-minded thing that you can actually do in your life, is to actually believe you're the only person here. That we're the only race. Like, that nothing else is after this. That we're really just here to fuck with each other on Facebook about what side we are politically. And then we die.
Well, it's not just, like, well, it's not just that. But, I mean, I think that it goes beyond not just in a religious standpoint, but also an extraterrestrial standpoint. Sure. And to look at the universe and how vast, you know, everything. I mean, the infinite.
Yeah.
Infinite space that there is.
Now,
no way that we are the only.
No. What I believe in full-heartedly, and I'm still doing research on, by no means am I an expert, because I've only been doing it for 2 years, and you need at least 5 years of research to become an expert in anything, which is why Jeremy is an expert in the paranormal, which is why our team is experts in the paranormal.
10,000 hours.
Yeah, we know. Shit, yeah.
You've ever heard that thing?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I have.
We know more. Our team knows more. I've been ghost hunting since I was 12. And so is Jeremy, but actually doing it like professionally with these guys, been about 2 years. But at the end of the day, like, the thing that I would add to people's argument, and it's fine to just disbelieve and walk away or be like, oh, horse shit. That's fine. You can have those opinions. You can have those objective rights. But at the end of the day, what one thing is centered in me and what I full-heartedly believe is dimensional universes. Mm-hmm. Like, I know there's a universe where I'm with somebody that I'm truly in love with. I know that for a fact because I still feel her.
That is the most insane thing I've ever heard anybody say.
The parallel universe theory?
No. Oh. But like, just like the personal experience with that is so intense. Like, that's such an intense thing to say.
And you just have to, but that's how, I mean, that's why I try to tell people to try to date me, to try to be like, and I'm not trying to chew my own horn, but I think very differently than most people. And I feel her, and there are days where I am so happy and giddy and in love, but I'm not, it's not me. It's Frankie in another parallel universe.
What?
Yeah. And I truly believe that. I truly believe that we are all part of something else. Like, there's an entire, and it's theorized, mm-hmm. right? But you can't disprove it either.
Sure.
And, you know, Interstellar did a great job about this.
I mean, I think that's a valid theory. I think that alternate universes is a whole other thing we could, whole another path we could go down, a whole another rabbit hole you could dive into.
Yeah.
But it's sometimes very interesting.
Yeah. So what I believe ghosts are, mm-hmm. I believe it's it's a parallel universe. I believe.
You think that there are infinite parallel universes? Because that's like a thing too.
So an infinite parallel universe for me, I've not done enough study to actually like, the Mandela effect. Sure. When we look at parallel universes, like I haven't read too much in the infinite one, but I know about the dimensions, like the 10. Mm-hmm. I believe ghosts, that what people perceive as ghosts, are actually things that are happening around us in different universes that interact with ours sometimes.
So do you think that you are interacting with other people?
100%.
Yes.
In other universes?
And I think it's exactly that. I think that when you see those gray people, those images, our mind cannot. So the way we see in a four-dimensional universe or a three-dimensional universe, you wouldn't see the same thing in a 10. Even the Bible describes this, right? So I've read the Bible 66 times from cover to end.
That is a very specific number.
Yeah, because there's 66 books in it.
Yeah.
So unless you read the Catholic one. Where they're going to add a couple
with
books.
With the Apocrypha?
That's a whole nother conversation.
There's 13 books.
But what I'm saying is that like the Bible is very specific on angels.
Mm-hmm.
Very specific. Angels are not these creatures that we invented with Norman Rockwell and beautiful painters. They're not beautiful creatures. They are described as some of the most hideous things on planet. But they have an energy about them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, an energy about them that does not signal harm or to do you harm, right? But yeah, exactly. Victoria's Secret over here, but
flipped my hair.
Flipped my hair.
It may be ugly, but like, y'all know you feel good around me.
That's right. But angels, in and of itself, are from a different dimension, and right. That's why we cannot calculate or see in our own dimension. So when they make their appearances here, like the gray things, like Sir No Face, like those pictures, I highly believe that those are actual things happening in other dimensions, that we are actually, something happens. There's a barometric, there's a pressure, there's weather, there's science, there's a thousand different things that we are interacting with, and at some point they align. And when they align, if you're there at the right moment, like when you were walking up that staircase, it happens every day. It's taped. It's something in the universe that just shows that moment. There's something in that moment. And that's the other thing that I would tell you. There's something about her. It's not just her appearing there. There's a reason she's there. There's something
but
there.
But that's the part that fucks me up.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
That like, as, so I can accept all of this. Signaling. I can be okay with it. I can be cool with it. I can sleep at night with it. But the part that fucks me up totally is the reason.
Yeah.
Right? What is happening? Why me? Old girl needs to go home.
Or not, right? Or like, so
but, when you reason for the season.
Or she's alive and she's in another dimension.
That but has you not understand filtered that her freaks life like me the have. Fuck out?
Yeah. This is where I live every day in my head because it's why I became a filmmaker because I can't.
That's why I'm like, I don't know if I want to fuck with this.
That's
like,
why we haven't seen a ghost dressed like Eddie Vedder yet.
Oh yeah? Is that why?
I'm waiting for shorts and Doc Martens.
Yeah, but I mean, to die would awfully be a good
but
adventure.
But
right?
I think that like Peter Pan, you want to, I mean, how are you showing yourself to people in other dimensions?
Oh, I imagine I'm a flasher.
I better be in ass shorts. That's all I got to say.
But I think that, you know, I mean, I don't know if you're the same exact person. Me and my good friend actually wrote a script called Give Me Something to Miss. And it talks a lot about this screenplay, right? That mm-hmm. It's very paranormal. It's highly paranormal. And, you know, it's a very hard thing to wrap your head around because you have to understand if me and you were dating mm-hmm. in this universe, right? Or is you and Zach for sentence, right? Exclusive or non-exclusive, exclusive, married, whatever. There is a universe where you never got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
There is a universe where you and Zach got together when you guys were at camp. There mm-hmm. is a universe where you've already ended.
Mm-hmm.
And so the pains that you feel sometimes and you don't understand within that, that's because in another universe, you're not supposed to be with that person, but you're with somebody else now. And so sometimes there's that disconnect why people fall in and out of love with people really fast is because somewhere else, a part of you in that dimension has moved on and you're catching up with them.
But what about the people that feel pain in relationships that stay in that relationship forever and are happy in that relationship? but just
are they really happy?
They're not really happy though.
Do you don't think that in relationships sometimes like things make you sad?
I don't think in general nobody's supposed to be in a relationship. I really, really, truly believe that. I don't think you're supposed to be committed to one person because nothing in life is permanent, right? But we try to make things permanent. There's unconditional love, which you can have your own offspring. Yeah. I believe that exists.
Yeah.
But as far as like two unities, two souls, mm-hmm. you should never be able to capture a soul. You should never be able to basically own a soul, right?
Well, I think this is the other thing is that, I mean, this is getting way off. But I think
really.
That,
I mean, it's part of that podcast.
I think that, you know, loving, you can love somebody. I think love is an action rather than a feeling or a clandestine.
But it's also convoluted.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, Shakespeare, the movies, Hollywood tells us. I mean,
of course, I don't believe love is like this uncontrollable feeling. Like you can't control how you, I think it's, I choose to love this person today.
Right.
And
so where do you put a procreation with that? Where do you put sex with that?
I don't think it's necessarily related.
It's an action.
I think sex is, I mean, I think sex can be an expression of love, but I don't think sex is exclusively an expression of love.
Right.
I think I have had, obviously I've had sexual experiences with a cinnamon roll French toast today. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's ways of experiencing orgasm without actually having intercourse.
Sure.
So then you're kind of welcome to my world, right? Because the way I look at it is the people that have lasted were just meant to be in it aligns and then other mm-hmm. universes have had to move on. And I think that is actually what happens, that you can break that cycle, mm-hmm. that there's a part of you that I see people in relationships forever. And if you really ask people that have been together 50, 60 years, are they truly happy? Is this the one you wanted? I can almost guarantee you they said, well, I did have a love in my life that never worked out. Somebody's always had that other person that in another universe they are with. And that's why it transcends time. I can talk to my mom right now about a guy named Charlie, and I can talk to my dad about a woman named Donna. And they'll still remember them because somewhere else, it's not memory, somewhere else they're still together because those feelings are still so strong. Mm-hmm. And it's the same way I feel about like my recent passing. And that's why I call them passings. Like, you know, it's just, it wasn't meant for me in this universe, but I do know that somewhere else I am with her and I do feel her presence sometimes. I actually wrote an entire poem on it. It's a short one, but it's called My Ghost. Mm-hmm. And it is, she is my ghost. She visits with me. Like
Your
I feel her sometimes, you know,
her unicorn.
Hmm?
That's what I call a unicorn.
Right. And I, you know, ghost is actually like my ghost was written about the feelings that I have toward like, and maybe that is what I'm in paranormal for. Maybe I can prove that. Right. Because when we do see ghosts, it's either like that, like what Jeremy has experienced and what Tony has experienced. And
there's an intense.
Yeah. But then what you've experienced, when you keep seeing that lady, mm-hmm. that's a message for you.
That
and I guarantee you that if you keep going,
I don't want to know that message. I don't.
But there's a reason. Like there's a reason because I would conclude that whatever research you were doing in that house,
mm-hmm.
and you've even said it yourself, it's the tip of the iceberg. And if anybody's ever seen an iceberg on an actual chart, you know, these little points that come out of the ocean, that's not it, right? There's something deeper in there. And I do believe residual hauntings have a lot more meaning than you think. I believe they're from the past. I believe, but it's not the past of theirs. And you can predict
But there's
things.
Also, I mean, the significant, I mean, this sounds extremely arrogant saying it out loud, but you're freaking me the fuck out, man. What's wrong with you?
I heard a voice over this.
I'm about to leave. I'm about to get out.
You can take it with you. It's an attachment. You can go anywhere you want.
Please don't.
So mark that just a few seconds before.
So it's at 1:38. I would say that
I heard something like a whisper that I don't think was one of us.
What did it say?
I just heard.
Okay, so I'm going to move on and pretend that didn't happen because that freaks me out. I don't want to participate in such a thing. Oh my God.
Yes.
She went Catholic. Make signs
turns
of
out
cross.
She's
turns out she found religion again.
She's Presbyterian.
But this is paranormal. This is all the realms of it, right?
But here's my thing is that the research that I did in that house and that experience that I had
mm-hmm.
was significant. And I can sit here and say, I was just a kid or I was just in college or there were docents that were doing the same research. But And while all of that is true, did you hear it?
Did you hear it again?
Yeah. I can't, y'all. I fucking can't. I'm going to cry.
But no, that's the thing. I mean, that's what people... That's just the minute that people leave and they forget about it and they're like, oh, that's bullshit. But it's not. It's happening right now. The room is extremely cold. If most people have goosebumps right now. That's paranormal. When you start talking about it, when you start hitting those subjects, these dimensions that can actually think higher than us, that can understand, are trying to communicate. What are they trying to communicate? Move something for me. Make a dance. Scare me. That's not what they're here to do. There's a message for us. Like,
So all I was trying to say was that I think that what I had already discovered in my experience there was significant. And I think that it can move towards a more open dialogue about Robert Campbell. Not only did he own a slave, but what was life like for these people, or more specifically these women in this home? Let's not ignore their existence in the world, because I also think something probably happened. There was, so if you know anything about the row houses on Lucas Place, which is now not Lucas Place, it's now Lucas. It was St. Louis's first private street, and that's where Campbell House was. And Campbell House was likely the first home built on Lucas Place, and Robert Campbell bought his plot and the plot next to him, which was the corner plot. And he was a wealthy man, and there were lots of people on his that lived on his block that likely had slaves, and that we know had slaves. It was just part of your stature. Right, in society, it was what you did, and I think that when you look at like the Compton and Dries, for example, you can see that there are like back houses to all of these places where the domestic workers lived. Yeah. That was torn down before I started working there. The back building was completely torn down. Okay. The back building was completely torn down.
Getting some EMFs on this.
And I think that in doing that, you probably lost a lot of access to the stories of these women.
Sure.
And these people that live there. And now there are these women that are lost, that had whole lives, their lives are sitting in a vacant building that doesn't live, that isn't there any longer, that I'm parking my car in.
Well, here's the thing too, to that is like there's a phrase that I see used a lot online in memes, and a lot of people get offended by the phrase, but if you actually listen to it from a historic standpoint, the phrase is winners write history.
That's accurate.
And it's accurate because the thing is, it's not,
as a historian, that's so accurate.
Yeah, because the losers don't, the ones that were murdered and murked out do not have a chance to tell their story. Yeah. But what if they did? Mm-hmm. And what if they are? And we're simply not listening, because that's what this conscious, like the minute for I cannot tell you how long paranormal has fought to be considered a science. We are still considered a pseudoscience. And the reason is because we got a bunch of jokers that go around and make movies and invent stuff and make things happen. And they're not happening. And, you know, whatever it is, it likes me talking. But the thing that I would keep people informed about is to be open-minded, to go to a ghost hunt, to explore. Now, Frankie's mind works. I could tell you stories that would flip your head about what I think, especially about Lucifer.
I don't even want to begin.
Yeah, but we're told a story about Lucifer. We're told a story about Judas, but I've written 7 books on it. Like, there's a 7 short story chapter on, A New Defiance, it's what it's called. And the reason why is because I think that there are stories, there are things that transcend us, and I think that other things, the bottom line is what I'm getting to, is that cold cases, murders, things like that, they don't stay unsolved.
Do they not?
They don't. There will come a time where
it if will someone be revealed. Cares enough to look at it.
Yes. But that's the thing. You have to go beyond the veil. And that's where the skepticism comes in. That's where Hollywood comes in. That's where all these different ideas behind the paranormal come in. And there's people probably going to listen to this and like, yeah, that guy's a crock of shit. And that's the problem.
Right.
So at the end of it all, this was a new episode that talked a little bit about paranormal haunts, mm-hmm. ideologies. Mm-hmm. I think that it was an interesting show. I got exposed. Jeremy got exposed.
I exposed myself.
Aaron got really scared when you were exposed yourself.
Yeah.
We drank a lot of good beer. It got serious. We got downtime here.
Yeah, it really took a serious turn.
It really did. Yeah, it really did. It got kind of deep.
We might have actually caught an EVP or two.
We're going to check that out.
That's insane.
It's at 1:38. We just rewind it and stop this and rewind it.
There was something weird there.
For a minute, there was
two or three different, like, I don't know what that was.
Yeah, see, I don't think
I didn't hear the first time when he mentioned it, but then the second, I was like, there was like almost like a conversation happening. It sounded like a female voice, but I don't know. It was a high-pitched voice, and maybe two high-pitched voices.
It was weird.
Yeah.
So, any of, you know.
Oh, and you don't have headphones on.
I don't.
That's why.
I would have never heard it if I didn't.
Yeah. Well, you don't know.
And now I don't want to go home.
Because some EVPs you hear with your ears.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to go home. You just can't stay here.
Also, don't want to sleep in my car alone. So here
you don't want to sleep in your car alone.
Yeah, I have to go.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah, sleep people, in
that's
your
a,
car.
That's a big fear, too. It's actually like a new phobia. It's like the afraid of seeing somebody in your backseat.
Oh, my God. Let's not talk about that. That's like my worst. Yeah, like, I can't.
It's like a big thing
right now. Why is that a big thing?
And it's tough because it's cold out and you can't have your windows down.
So. Oh, my God. I can't. I don't want to talk about it. My heart is racing right now. I'm going to have an anxiety attack. I can't drive on Xanax.
Check
please.
The backseat first.
Oh, my. Sometimes things appear when they aren't there when you first get in. That's the fucking problem, dude.
I think a lot of accidents are caused by that and people forget because they black out.
Can you please not? Someone's going to have to ride with me home. I'm just, I can't. Oh my
well, God. That's our show this week, guys. We scare our co-host here.
And she's quitting.
As always, I'm Frankie Campoletta.
And I'm Jeremy David King.
And our guest appearance host,
Aaron Shields.